97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Alex, little Teddy Swims love for you Teddy here Swims. On a Wednesday afternoon. I knew you'd love this one. That's why I picked it. The Door. With Freaky Feely, I should say. This is the version that they say is live. Mizzou football kicks off tomorrow night in Columbia against Murray State. Did you see the line on that game?
I did not.
It's like 46.5 points, which that's pretty generous, but the Tigers need to roll up this score to be in consideration here at the end of the year for the playoff if that happens. My old Mizzou friend Ken Dubinsky is in the studio with us this afternoon. He's the president of Haystack Sourcing Solutions and works with Luther Burden Jr. on some old Vienna Red Hot Riblets, which are delicious. Ken, how are you? Welcome back.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on, Mark.
So we're going to do a couple of NIL-related things here because Matt Martin, who is a guy that owns Sugar Fires here in St. Louis, good friend of Alex. I play golf with Matt every once in a while. His nephew is Brady Cook, the quarterback of Mizzou. And Sugar Fire just signed on with Brady yesterday. But tell me how you got involved in the NIL. It might be helpful for you to just give a short explainer here on how things have changed in college athletics, right?
It is. It's crazy, and it just continues to change and has obviously big changes ahead next year. But I got started, a very good friend of mine, Demetrius Johnson, came to me a couple of years ago. He was representing Luther, and Demetrius knew my background in product development. He said he had Luther obviously was the biggest recruit Mizzou had had in a number of years and wanted to do something special, so he wanted to do a potato chip with him. And he asked me if I knew anybody that could do it, and ironically, I'd been introduced to the folks at Old Vienna, Red Hot Riblets, obviously, very famous here in St. Louis. And we were able to put the deal together, did a special version of Honey Barbecue Red Hot Riblet with them, and introduced it right before the kickoff of his first game as a freshman, and really just have had a tremendous response. So we followed it up last year with adding a ranch version, so adding ranch to the Honey Barbecue Red Hot Riblets. There's kind of a fun story with that. Luther just loves ranch dressing, so tried it with the tried it with the originals, and it worked pretty well.
Oh,
so
nice.
We added that, and then this year, just literally this week, we've got the big tailgate size coming out, 9-ounce size, same chip as the original, but as the name implies, great for tailgates and anytime watching the game. And there was a big demand for a bigger bag, so we have that coming out to all area Schnucks stores, should be in the next week or so. And Schnucks has just been a great partner all the way through, and we're excited to introduce that with them.
That is awesome. And you mentioned DJ. I mean, he played such a big role in, you know, securing Luther as a recruit for Coach Drinkwitz, and he passed away. Was it last year or has it been 2 years now?
It'll be 2 years around Christmas. Yeah,
really
tragic.
Sad. And I had just gotten, you know, I had known of Demetrius for so long, and then I had just gotten, because he was working here in the building,
right.
And I gotten to know him, and we went out to dinner with Coach Drink a couple of summers ago, and then it wasn't too long after that that he had a major health incident, and we lost him. Well, and the reason that this kind of plays into NIL is because these players didn't used to be compensated. Now they're compensated in a variety of ways, and one of the ways is this way, with a sponsorship from Old Vienna, right?
Yeah, and what I feel really good about in what we do is it truly is paying them for their name, image, and likeness. I was talking to, literally this morning, an ESPN reporter that's going to be the sideline reporter on the game tomorrow. Actually, Teddy might even bring something up about the chips during the game, which will be nice.
Well, we're hoping so, right? That's your job, so damn it.
But, you know, he said it's refreshing to see a true name, image, and likeness deal. I mean, so many of the deals are, you know, they pay him to post and things like that, which are great. I'm all for the kids making money and, you know, something that probably should have been happening all along. But I feel good that we're truly paying for their name, image, and likeness. We put Luther on the bag.
His picture's right there on the bag.
Yeah.
His autograph on his jersey. He looks imposing. And you know, the thing I wonder is how many people are you buying two bags because you eat one of them and you want one of them as a kind of a collector chip for the bar behind, you know, there, especially when he goes to the NFL.
A lot of people have done that. And we did. I brought some cookies down, too. We actually made those to be in a collector's box, and hopefully we can talk about that. But I we've had a number of people that we've given them out to. They said, I'm not opening them. I'm going to put them up on my mantle.
Right. Yeah. So what's the deal with the cookies then?
So the cookies we just brought out, you know, so kind of a cool story. When we introduced Luther's chips, a number of the category managers at Schnucks saw it. NIL was very new, as you say, and they said, we want to do something. So in the time since, great program with Schnucks, again, great partners through Every True Tiger, and the Ms. Lou group kind of introduced me to Every True Tiger that you're familiar with, and Every True Tiger is the collective that handles NIL for Mizzou athletes. And we put a program together. So far, we've had four pizzas, frozen pizzas, with a fifth one coming out in October. We've had the cookies as well as ice cream that's out in the stores now, but the cookies we did, it's kind of a cool thing. Jason Reed, the category manager for Schnucks, had a great idea to do kind of a commemorative box, set of boxes. So we did two boxes that kind of are commemorative over last year. Obviously, such a great season last year in 2023.
Yeah, and you have a lot of the stats on the back with the schedule.
That's really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we had fun with it, and it really is to be a remembrance of a great season, and like you said, obviously to enjoy the cookies that are very good, but also to put the box on your mantle, and actually we do a mini chocolate cream cookie and then a mini oatmeal raisin, and if you put them together, they actually combine for one design. They come together to make the Cotton Bowl trophy.
Look at that. Wow. Look at that, DaVinci. That's amazing. Did you see, I sent you this story, Alex, did you see, I think it's Oklahoma State, they're putting QR codes on their jerseys.
Is that right?
That you can, I guess, donate to the collective, right?
Yeah,
if you pull up the QR code.
Yeah, very interesting. And I keep pretty close tabs on it because I've been doing a lot with NIL now. And it is interesting seeing all the different schools, kind of how they're trying to get ahead and do things in a unique
way. You got to get creative, right?
Yeah.
Now, you think you alluded to this, but are some of the rules going to change next year a little bit?
They are, absolutely.
Okay.
So, I don't know. There's been a lot of talk about this case, the House case, not the House of Representatives, but it's the name of the case, that basically the result is that schools that want to will be able to pay their athletes up to $22 million is the estimated number across all sports. So that'll be split up. So if schools want to play at the highest level, they're probably going to have to go there. And now name, image, and likeness will be in addition to that. So things like the Luther's potato chips will be outside of that. But it's the first time that schools will actively be paying their athletes.
Straight up paying them.
Yeah.
No sponsorships,
right. Yeah, that's
nothing tied to it.
Yeah.
Wow. So now a lot of people are probably familiar, the collectives have been paying athletes at certain schools, but now it's going to go, collectives may still be a part of it somewhere or another, but it's basically, you know, the schools are going to have to build that amount into their budgets.
Wow, that's fascinating. Matt Martin is also with us on the phone, Sugar Fire Smokehouse franchise owner, uncle to Brady Cook, the quarterback for Mizzou. Matt, how are you this afternoon? You had a big announcement yesterday, didn't you?
Absolutely. Mark, thanks for having me on, man. I'm sitting here listening to Ken thinking, I could sit down and just have a full class. He could teach me some things. I feel like the rookie here.
Well, he is the expert.
Anytime.
But we love the fact Sugarfire got involved with Brady. Thanks, Uncle Matt, right? I'm sure you heard from Brady, but what are you doing? Explain the process with Sugarfire and how you're sponsoring Brady.
Yeah, absolutely. So Brady's my nephew. My partner, Jim, married my sister, Amy. So his parents, his dad is my partner, so with Sugarfire. So, of course, that fits. We're obviously just going all in on the family feel, because Brady's always been family with us. But, like Ken was saying, we want to use that family feel and use Brady, and we want to do it the right way. And all of our Sugarfire partners kind of went in on that deal. And it's just exciting. We feel like Brady stands for all the right things, that we want our business to stand for.
It's a great fit. It really is.
And they added a cook to the kitchen, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Added a cook to the kitchen.
Look at that.
Sugar Fire,
I like that.
I think that was what Matt said in the press release.
You know what? I got to go back probably 5 years, Matt. And I remember this was probably the first time we ever played golf together. I think it was at somewhere down by me. Anyway, you were talking about how there was this, and I knew of him because I follow Mizzou sports, but you were talking about Brady a little bit, and I was poking around, hey, this kid going to turn into anything? And his progression and evolution as a player has been incredible. And let's go back a year, Matt, this. There were people that were booing in the stadium, unsure of how Brady Cook was going to guide the team through the season, and he did it exceptionally well. Now he's ranked among the top 50 players in all of college football.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
No doubt. We're super, super proud of his accomplishments on the field. And, it was just fun to watch Brady. He never, ever wavered. I think visually it would have looked much harder on us, his family. And, mom and some of that time was tough. But you look at Brady and, man, he was just a warrior through all of it. So, pretty cool, neat to see, and have my young kids and other kids watch his progression too.
Matt hits on the type of player Brady is on the field, and of course he's going to say, you know, he's proud of him off the field as well. But I think I will say, like, knowing Brady personally, he really is one of the best guys that you will meet, especially
he's a good
with
human being.
Yeah,
yes.
with all the different obstacles thrown at him through his college career, he's stuck with it. He's put in the work, and you know, being an athlete myself in college, you don't see many people that have worked harder than Brady has.
And I'll say, Matt's his uncle, so maybe, you know, maybe means more from us from the outside. But Brady, and I put Luther in the same group, obviously, both from St. Louis, but both are everything that is good about college sports.
Mm-hmm.
And just great representations of the university, great kids, great students. Really, everything that you want your program to stand for is them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Matt, I'm glad you got involved. It was a natural fit for Sugar Fire. And Brady, are you going tomorrow night? Of course you are, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Matt's going to every game this year.
I'll be the first one in the kids' carpool pickup.
I cannot. I bet my friends are already tailgating in Columbia. I mean, I'm kind of joking, but they're so excited. We're ready to get this season going. I'm going to Tuscaloosa. Kenny, are you going to Tuscaloosa?
Not sure.
Oh, I can't wait. I've always wanted to go down there, so we'll see. Yeah.
What's the Sugar Fire deal? Tell them about the Sugar Fire deal with Brady, right?
Yeah, I mean, so we're teamed up with Brady. You know, he had one day off the other day, and this is what's cool about our partnership, too, is we want to make it known, and it's important that we're going to utilize our assets with Brady to do good in the community, you know, and that's important to him, that's important to us, you know, whether that's certain specials or different things we can do. So Brady had one off day in fall camp, and he came in, and we raised money for Andrew Suggs, which is a local community here that's important to us, that's been around a while. That, you know, more or less they benefit disabilitied people that make sure that they live a full life, get to go to sporting events, get to play on teams, get to do all that stuff. So, you know, in his one day off, that's what he was doing. So, of course, we snapped some pictures and got some of that. And, yeah, we're just going to do good with it is the goal.
That's awesome. Matt, enjoy the game tomorrow. I'll see you on the golf course soon. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Awesome. That's great. Alex, thank you so much for arranging that. Ken Dubinsky, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Are you going?
I am.
Okay. I asked Sue if she'd do the last 2 hours of the show. She has not bit yet on that. I'm still trying. But it's look, there's a lot of potential for this season, and there could be a lot of fun ahead. It is exciting, but, you know, it's that Mizzou factor. We're all kind of – we saw what happened with Florida State last weekend, Ken, right? But I think things are going to turn out just fine. So thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. And
thanks for having me.
Chips. By the way, your idiot brother-in-law was asking if I was going to give him a shout-out this afternoon. I said no.
Give the other one a shout-out.
Steve Weinstein is my favorite brother-in-law. Rick is the idiot. That's who I'm talking about. Kenny, good to see you.
Rick's
Thank you.
Man.
He is a good
Steve.
Man.
Crack open those chips,
Ken
Mark.
Is married to their sister, Amy. So, hey, thanks for coming in. We're going to crack the chips over. Hour number 3 is coming up. There, he got his damn shout-out. How about that?